with what's happening. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashansky with Cale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning, making us sound good. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by our friends at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Randy and his team over with Professional Floor Covering, though, they're here to help you find the perfect space and help you design it the exact way you would like. Over 1,000 samples of carpet. They got LVP. They have hardwood. They have tile. Area rugs and window finishings. But it's so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, which I'm going to talk about here in a second. Cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. But I love talking about the countertops because they have, first of all, you walk into a bathroom or a kitchen, it's one of the first things you see. So it's one of the most important parts of that remodel, in that material, color, and pattern of that countertop. They're all going to play a major role. And they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They're going to help you find the perfect one that fits both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. I'm excited this morning. We got a full house today. We're going to have rotating seats too. So you want to get comfy? It's going to be a full hour because we're talking with Columbus Build Moto today. And first off, we got five people sitting to my right now. We got Jordan McNichol, Ethan Israeli, Eli Friend, Cameron Weller, and then Greg Kipe. And I want to start, first of all, by thanking you all for being here today, because this is a fun thing. This is something I can never even dream of. So I'm going to get to learn a little bit today. I want to start, though, by just learning a little bit about what Build Moto is, because this is something that, this is way above me. This was not when offered when I was in school, or at least where I was. What exactly is Build Moto?
Well, thank you, Wally, for allowing us to be here today to discuss the Build Moto program at Columbus High School. For those that are not familiar with Build Moto, it is a statewide educational tech ed program for high school students. Pairing students with industry experts and volunteers, Build provides an educational experience that encourages intellectual and technical skills that support early stage development for skills needed for employment in the trades today.
Well, and that's exciting too. My brother just finished in the trades, and it's something right now, it's booming again. And people are really excited to be a part of this. It's Greg, thank you for popping in, by the way. Now, I was going to say, you snuck in on camera. We got to see a little bit of the face behind the magic here. But I would love to talk a little bit about that. So for you guys, what was it that drew you to Build Moto, and you knew that this is something that you wanted to be a part of? And I guess we'll start right here. We'll go down the line.
I'm Jordan. I'm a sophomore, and this is my second year in Build Moto. I've had experience with motorcycles beforehand, and I rode with my dad on the back of his bike. So that kind of brought me in, and I wanted to learn more about motorcycles.
Ooh, that's fun. All right, let's keep it. Well, we'll go right down the line. I'll shut up and let you go.
I'm Ethan. I'm also a sophomore. This is my second year at Build Moto. And last year at school, everyone was saying you got to join a club to get into college. So I looked at all the clubs we had, and I read the brochure for Build Moto, and it seemed like a really interesting concept, so I joined.
All right.
I'm Eli. I'm a sophomore, and this is my second year at Build Moto. I previously had worked on engines and was rebuilding a Mustang with my dad. And once career fair came, we saw the club, and I just was super intrigued by just the professional and all the opportunities it gave.
All right.
I'm Cameron. I'm a sophomore, and this is my second year at Build. The reason why I joined is mostly my love for mechanics and all that.
We got four sophomores here to my right. That's exciting. So you're going to be a part of this group then, I imagine, for the next 2 years as well. We got a lot of head nods. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Well, so 2 years in, what has made this special for you? What is like Build Moto in your eyes that makes it something that people have to do?
Well, for me, Build Moto is a place to obviously learn technical skills and get into college and just all sorts of opportunities later in life. But also, it's a place to have a good time while doing it and build friendships.
Yeah, I can tell. Even walking in here, I'm seeing all the smiles. I made an accidental 6-7 joke, and people are even laughing at that. And it was like universal, everybody building off each other. So I imagine the friendships, that's got to be like an added bonus to all the wonderful things that you're learning in this program as well.
Yeah, we also learn like the basics of the motorcycle, like working mechanically and with manual tools. We make prototypes, so we like come up with like many mistakes throughout the way to build into actually like parts that we make.
Well, let's see, even like half of the stuff you're saying already, it goes so above my head. And I imagine that with some kids, they don't have a lot of experience with things like this. Is Build Moto something where, hey, I don't know a lot right now, would I be welcomed in and you guys kind of help me along?
Absolutely. It excuse me, the only requirements for being part of this group is commitment, proper attitude, and respect. Last year, we found that several students that had minimal mechanical abilities developed into very skilled workers by the end of the year.
Do you get that look from me here, Greg, where you think that by the end of the year, you'd actually have something that, like mold, or is it this like hard clay?
No, I think there's potential for you. If,
wow.
If you have the time, please stop.
Wow, that's too nice, Greg. I didn't expect that. I expected a dunk on me early in the morning. Well, we're going to step aside for a quick break, but when we come back, we got to dive into everything that you guys have been doing. I'm going through. There's pictures all over. We got to talk about the Instagram page, which I'm now following because this is going to be a fun journey to follow you guys along to. But that'll be coming up right now after the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
These October spooktacular price holds at the market in Beaver Dam are scary good. Sink your fangs into awesome russet potatoes, 5-pound bags for $1.99, or hunt the meat aisle for all-natural boneless pork chop family packs, only $2.49 a pound. Don't be tricked. Treat the family with our family large eggs, $2.69 a dozen, and our family white bread, only $1.39. For ghoulishly good dinners, Jack's Thin Pizzas are 2 for $7. These deals will vanish after November 2nd. Shop the market at Beaver Dam today.
This week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week is Julian Espinoza of Beaver Dam. The senior competes on the Golden Beavers boys soccer and track teams. Advice you'd give a freshman is just have fun. You only have 4 years of high school sports. Take it seriously, but never allow yourself to lose the joy you get from playing. After graduation, he plans to attend school for electrical engineering. Congratulations to Julian Espinoza, Beaver Dam. He's this week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our biggest discounts of the year is going on right now. 4 days only for our customer appreciation event. You can save up to 50% off of list prices, plus an extra 15% off already reduced prices. There's no interest for 36 months on qualifying purchases $19.99 or more, and no interest for 60 months on select Tempur-Pedic and Stearns & Foster's mattresses $19.99 or more. Half off of full service delivery, so take advantage of our awesome delivery team. Save big with our customer appreciation sale this October 10th through the 13th.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
When the really cold weather rolls in, you'll want your home cozy and warm. Did your furnace seem like it was struggling last year? You just weren't as comfortable as you should be? You may not need a new furnace. It's possible that you can keep warm this winter with a thorough maintenance checkup. It's never too late to call Air Care in Beaver Dam. First, they'll see if your current equipment can be fixed. Let their experts make sure you're getting maximum capacity out of your furnace. They service most makes and models, including boilers and hot water heat. Air Care has been serving the Dodge County area for over 40 years and will be there when you need them with a toolbox full of solutions and problem-solving experience. They are the home comfort experts that are big enough to serve you and small enough to care. Go to aircareinc.com or give them a call at 920-356-8860. Air Care, caring for your comfort since 1981.
Picking your fall outfits can be frightening. Let St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County make it easier for you. Got a closet full of clothes that don't do the trick? It can be someone else's treat. Right after you make some room for your winter closet and donate. You can also get or donate your Halloween supplies this year. From fall decor to Halloween costumes and so much more, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has it all. They're open 8 to 7 Monday through Saturday. Shop, save, and support St. Vincent de Paul at 125 Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are joined this morning by Columbus School's Build Moto, and in this first half, we're joined by Jordan McNichol, Ethan Israeli, Eli Friend, Cameron Weller, the four super sophomores to my right here, and then we have Greg Kipe, who's just off the picture right now, but he's very much with us in the building. And I want to dive in, guys, to a little bit of the process of Build Moto, because this is so above my head. I say it a million times. I admire what you guys are doing right now because I wouldn't have had the guts to do it when I was in school. But you're building a motorcycle from scratch, and this is taking a long stretch of time here. Can you walk me through a little bit about what this process actually looks like? I have a list in front of me, some of these benchmarks, but before we dive into specifics, what is this process throughout the year for you putting together a bike look like?
Well, Build Moto starts very early on in the school year, obviously, like we've already started now. And at the beginning, it's all in classroom time. We learn all about engines, all about carburetors, all about all the stuff we will need to know in the shop. And then once our bike arrives, we really start going. We start stripping down all of the basic parts and start making our own. And eventually, once we're completely done modifying our bike, then we start bringing it to competitions.
Wow, so competition, is that... When you look at what you signed up for, was it just the process, the building relationships, or was it the, hey, I'm really excited to dive into some of these competitions and show off what we can do over here?
Definitely diving in on all the competitions and just building as a team.
Yeah, kind of flex the group's muscles a little bit. I love that. Well, I want to dive into some of these things that we're actually going to have to do throughout this process here. So certain things like the team photo, we can figure that out. I get that much going on here. But things like the bike design concept, how do you go about actually as a group coming together and saying, this is the actual design that we want to go with? Is that like a voting process? How does that all look like for you guys?
Well, we'll all kind of get our own little designs and we'll kind of like put those together and pretty much vote on what we like or not.
Yeah, democracy always comes out on top. So I got to ask, who had the design this year? Was it any of the four of you?
I think it was a collective.
It
was a collective result. Everybody had a piece that was a very good idea, and they put them all together.
All right, so at this stage of the year, we're in the second week of October now. Where are we at in terms of the bike at this point? I imagine it's early in the process.
Well, this early in the year, we don't even have our bike yet. We don't start.
That's good. Well, you want to make sure you know everything before you get started, right?
For sure.
All right. Well, good stuff. And then when you keep going down, diving down this list. So there's a video submission of it partially assembled. So this is before it's running. And this is what, at this point, just to show, make sure that everything on the body is looking good before we actually get everything mechanically in there?
Yeah. We have to make deadlines, like posting. Like, we get points throughout the whole thing. So, obviously, we have to meet the deadlines in order to continue.
So that's a good point. I probably should have asked that earlier. When talking about competing, too, what are these groups? Like, is this a little regional area? Is this the state of Wisconsin? How does Build Moto compete with these other groups that are also doing the same project?
Well, there's 17 schools that compete in Build Moto, and all of us come together at certain events to compete. Like, for example, we went to race day in Beaver Dam, where we went to a track, and all the bikes got to compete in events to see who could go around the fastest. And it's just a great way to show school spirit and compete with other schools.
Yeah, well, so the first year, again, this is a unique situation with the four of you all being sophomores. What was freshman year like? What did you learn? What are you going to try to do differently now this year in your last 2 years?
We've learned just a crazy amount over last year. Like, say for me, I'm someone in the group who had little to no mechanical experience at the beginning.
I'm right there.
But I learned how to use every single tool in our metal shop. I learned how to fabricate parts, the basics of the bike, how to work in a team, just all the skills that will help me later in life.
Yeah. How about you guys? When you're looking around freshman year to now, what are we trying to improve upon? What did you take from that first year?
You know, from freshman year, I really did not know anything. But now, as a sophomore, I know a lot. I know a lot more than when I was a freshman. And on improving, we're going to try to improve design and be more efficient.
I think the group found out last year in their last competition that the way the battery box was designed was awesome. However, accessibility was something that was taken into consideration, but with limited space, there was only just so much they could do. And so this year, we're going to work on having the bike designed so that they are able to access certain parts without disassembly of a lot of others.
Well, and this is the cool thing, too, is starting as early as you did, is that you have these 4 years. You're going to keep building on those building blocks of knowledge. By the time you're seniors, you're going to be doing this like it's a well-oiled machine. You're going to be smiling and going, like, ah, all right, sounds good. Yeah, we'll get started. No problem. We got the video submission for you done already. One of these things I see in front of me, though, is a dyno challenge. And I think it was called Dyno Day, I heard during the block. Can you tell me a little bit about what Dyno Day actually is? Because I'm intrigued.
So it's where all 17 teams will come and put their bike on what they call a dyno. What a dyno is a machine that measures torque and horsepower to verify the modifications we made have actually improved the performance of our bike.
Nicely done. Okay, so this is kind of like the setup for that final day, I feel like.
Correct.
Okay, and in that final day, when we look at it, is this the end of the school year? Does this happen over the summer? When is like the big day?
The big day is at the end of the summer. It's kind of a championship skills challenge. So that's when last year they took off the battery box like we did. So it's just kind of bringing all of our experience throughout the school year and putting it all together at the end.
Yeah. Also there, they announce who won the BuildModo Cup for the year.
Ooh, okay. So yeah, there's multiple things that you're competing for throughout the year. It's not even just how this thing performs at the end. It's that design too that's a part of it. I like that. That's pretty cool. And I know I mentioned it. I'm going to be following along on Instagram. But if other people want to see how the process goes, watch you guys at least get updates on competing, how can they find your Instagram page and follow along?
Well, it's Columbus Build Moto on Instagram.
It's easy. Is that it? I found it in 2 seconds. If you type in Columbus Build Moto, it'll pop up. And again, you can always watch back here on Daily Dodge TV as well. So anything that these great young people to my right have been spewing this morning, you're going to be able to go back and hear that and learn about this throughout the year as well. But and then the Build Cup Skills Challenge. Can you dive in a little bit more of what the actual skills that are going to be what determined or seen by the bike at this competition at the end of the year?
Well, we were graded on how well we worked together as a team and how well we disassembled and reassembled our bike. Well, last year we were given the challenge to take out our battery, set it on the ground, and then reinstall it. And we did not make a single mistake, and we were proud to say that.
You should be proud to say that. That's awesome.
I'd like to add, the skills challenge, they never tell you what you're going to do before it. So you have to prepare for a lot of different things. Like, we prepared for taking the wheels off, we prepared for taking the handlebars out, and we got ready for just about anything.
You got to kind of be like a bike doctor there at that point. Because your doctor's office, you walk in, everybody doesn't have the common cold. You're not going to be getting the same thing every time. You got to be prepared when that bike has the flu or what you're going to do when you have to take out the battery. So that's cool. You have to be that equipped and that prepared ahead of time. But I do want to ask you a softball before we head out here because we have about two and a half minutes before we got to go to break. I want to get a little bit of what your favorite experience is so far. have been with Build Moto, whether that's the relationships you've built, things you've learned, these great teachers and ambassadors that you have at your service. What has been the thing for you that through this point, you're like, that's my favorite thing about this group?
Definitely the experiences and opportunities you get along the way. We went to Road America, and we had and we had our last year's bike on it, and my dad got the opportunity to race it or drive it on the track, and he said it was the best experience he's ever had.
Oh, he's got to be so proud too. His daughter made this bike, and he gets to go out there at Road America and ride it.
Yeah, he was pretty stoked.
Yeah, I talk about a moment of pride. I can only imagine. Well, and for you moving down the line, I guess that's probably the way I'll do this, is go down the line. Favorite moment for you so far?
For me, it had to be race day last year. That was just a great day for the whole team. There was two races throughout the day, and we had a bunch of off time, and we just got to really like be a team and generate friendships there.
Love that. All right, we'll keep moving down the line here.
Well, my favorite moment was something a little simple. I loved hearing the bike start up for the first time. It was great to know all our work had come together and that the concepts we'd learned actually run, and you know that we didn't have to worry too much about not having something that wouldn't work.
Well said.
You know, to add off of Eli here, my favorite part about Build is Dyno Day, as we got to see our improvements on what we actually made.
I love that. Well, first of all, thank you, all four of you. But Greg's not off the hook either. He has to say something now. What is your favorite thing about the group that you have in this Build Moto program right now?
With this group, my favorite moment was watching them come together as friends. They learned how to work together. They learned how to solve problems. They learned that even though we may not finish first in one or another competition, that they didn't give up, they stuck with it, and in the end, they ended up being the top team with the Build Cup Skills Challenge. So I'm very, very proud of these guys.
You should be. That's awesome. I'm really excited to, what now? You guys are sophomores. You guys are kind of stuck with me. So I'm hoping that next year when we get to bring you back, we get to see you four again. But I want to thank you again for coming in. Good luck this year. I'll be following along. And I imagine now you guys will be a part of the studio audience as we're going to welcome on some of your other teammates here in the next block. But thank you again. We are going to throw it to a quick break. But when we come back, we got to dive more into Columbus Build Moto.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House Communications Director says the Nobel Committee placed politics over peace by not awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to President Trump. It went to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The first phase of the peace deal in Gaza is underway as Israeli forces have withdrawn to areas specified in the White House agreement. The clock, meanwhile, ticking on a 72-hour window for Hamas to release all hostages. ABC National Security and Intelligence Analyst Mick Mulroy says,
"This is a very difficult time, but obviously a very good time for the families of these hostages and Israel and the people in Gaza, which will see a substantial increase in humanitarian assistance."
National Guard troops on patrol in Memphis, the latest city where President Trump's deployed troops, but no troops in Illinois after a federal judge granted an order restraining troops from the state. The government shutdown continues and looks set to stretch into next week. This is ABC News.
The two best things in life are great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The Dodgeland School District is reporting cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease among elementary and middle school students. Hand, foot, and mouth is a common contagious viral illness. It usually runs its course in a week to 10 days. Cases are typically mild, but parents should see a doctor if their children's symptoms get worse. Time is running out to ask FEMA for help recovering from historic flooding in southeast Wisconsin. People impacted in August have until November 12th to apply. 15,000 flood victims have already received more than $83 million. There's more information on the Wisconsin Emergency Management website. A pickup driver involved in a fatal crash in Green Lake a week ago is under arrest. Justin Paulson is accused of homicide by negligent use of a motor vehicle and other charges. Kathleen Lowe of Marquezan was a passenger in Paulson's truck. She died after the truck hit a loaded dump truck. Paulson was in court Wednesday. The judge set bail at $50,000. Poultry shows across southeast Wisconsin are canceled for now over concerns about bird flu. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is suspending events in Jefferson, Waukesha, Walworth, and Rock counties through the end of the year. DATCAP is encouraging everyone in the poultry industry to practice strict biosecurity. And the Dodge County Sheriff's Office has a new canine officer. Canine Cuda finished 5 weeks of training in Iron Ridge earlier this month. That's where Cuda learned about conducting searches and finding drugs. Cuda's first shift was Wednesday. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Cubs forced a fifth and deciding game in the National League Division Series with the Brewers 6-0 last night at Wrigley. Ian Happ's three-run blast off Freddie Peralta in the bottom of the first set the tone. Game 5 tomorrow night at American Family Field, 6:30 the broadcast time, 7:08 the first pitch on 95.3 WBEV. The winner faces the Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series on Monday night. It's Game 5 of the American League Division Series tonight as the Mariners host the Tigers. The winner gets Toronto in Game 1 of the ALCS on Sunday night. Thursday night football, the Giants stun the Eagles 34-17. Packers play the Bengals Sunday at Lambeau. Kicker Brandon McManus has an injured quad. His status is up in the air. That's a 3:25 kickoff on 95.3. Badgers Saturday night at Camp Randall. Coverage begins at 4 against Iowa. Kickoff set for 6. That's now on 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam. A.J. Green scored 22. The Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 in NBA preseason action. It's homecoming tonight. Beaver Dam hosts Port Washington. You can hear that game on 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam and watch it on Daily Dodge TV. You can also watch Houstoncon and Clinton on DDTV. All of last night's high school results are at DailyDodge.com. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Stay in the know with what's happening in your hometown. Listen to Hometown Today, weekdays at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Mainly sunny today with a chance for showers. Highs around 68, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 42. High of 67, tomorrow mainly sunny. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Sunday with highs around 70. 72, slight chance of rain showers, Monday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 51.
If you've been injured in an accident, QBS Law can help. QBS will manage your claim so you can focus on what's most important, getting better. Located in Beaver Dam and Mayville, QBS has been a local law firm in your corner since 1902. If you've been injured in an accident or have been injured by dangerous medical products or prescription drugs, call QBS in Beaver Dam at 920-885-9266, in Mayville at 920-387-2400, and online at qbslaw.com.
Get ready because magic and mischief is back at the Market at Beaver Dam's Fall Fest this Saturday, October 11th from 9 a.m. to noon. Bring the kids for face painting and balloon animals, as well as painting pumpkins, beanbag toss, and even pumpkin bowling. While you're outside, shop the huge outdoor produce sale, locally grown pumpkins and squash, plus apples, onions, potatoes, and fresh cranberries, as well as pears, just to name a few. All your fall favorites are in one place. And inside the store, it's one day only savings you don't want to miss. Frito-Lay chips, Brewpub Lots of Matzo pizzas, Pepsi and 7-Up products, fresh meat items, Kemp's milk, and so much more. You can also support the BDHS 4-H with caribou drink specials and sweet apple nachos, a treat the whole family will love. It's fun, festive, and it's family-friendly. Don't miss the Fall Fest at the Market at Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 11th. Come for the fun, shop for the savings, and celebrate the season with the Market at Beaver Dam.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you're looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin, you are in luck. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale. They're proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses made in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. But a good mattress isn't just about comfort. It's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their lifetime sleeping, which makes your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you will make. They also have adjustable bases on sale, which are nice because then you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. They can also help arrange for the disposal of your old mattress set. Stop in today for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Hurry in, sale ends October 18th. Back down to the Daily Dodge TV studios and more Hometown Today with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale. We are back here with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, and we have Columbus Build Moto in the building, and the super sophomore train continues on here today because we have another three very talented sophomores with Columbus High School, and we have Jay Schrader here as well. Chloe Swinson sits to my right. The first sophomore we'll be talking to today, Mason Bruss, and Corbin Jingles as well. I want to thank you all, first of all, for coming to the show. I'm excited to talk with you a little bit today and learn a little bit more about Build Moto. So thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to start, first of all, Chloe, I want to go down the line, similar to the lead that we did earlier. And I would love to hear what drew you to Build Moto and what is it that makes this such a special group?
I'm Chloe. I'm a sophomore. This is my second year of Build Moto. And what drew me into Build Moto was I have a lot of background knowledge with, like, my family riding bikes and, like, racing cars and demoing. So I thought it would be cool to, like, work on my own kind of bike as, like, a group.
Yeah, and get to put a little bit of that experience to the test and grow and build in those common interests with the family, too. It's a really exciting opportunity. And I want to shift. We're going to jump over Jay for a second and then pop back after. But Mason, can you tell me a little bit about why you joined Build Moto and what makes this group special to you?
I'm Mason. This is my second year of Build Moto. I'm a sophomore. And I joined Build Moto because my friends joined it and they told me that it was, like, really fun and that I should join it. And I joined it after them and joined it like halfway through the school year. And I had a lot of fun with it.
I can feel that energy and the excitement from everybody, and that's another great thing to feel that friendship and that common interest as well. And then shifting down to Corbin, what has it been like for you? What drew you in the Build Moto? What makes this a great group for you?
I'm Corbin. This is my second year in Build Moto. I'm a sophomore, and why I joined Build Moto was because as a kid I had a little dirt bike that I used to ride in, like, four wheelers, and my dad had a motorcycle, and I wanted to learn more about it, so I just joined Build Moto thinking I would get more experience with everything.
Well, I love, too, that all seven of the students today are sophomores, which means that we, in theory, have you for two more years, and we're going to get to see you blossom even more than you already have. Jay, you have a unique perspective from this too. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do with the group and what it's been like to see what such an influx of talented young people?
Well, I liked how you asked how they all got into it, and I guess I would go back a little bit farther in how I got into it about 2.5 years ago. Greg Kipe gave me a call and wanted to meet about this project that the Build Moto that I really knew nothing about, and we got together to meet. And he's pretty modest; he always sits off camera a little bit over here, but he is he makes this thing go. But what I do is I try to keep the shop open for him. We go over some safety in the machines. Actually work together on some of our fundraising projects and just make sure everything kind of goes smooth that way.
Well, I'm happy you're teaching him safety. I think I'd lose my hand if I was in there for a day.
I'm glad you're trying to avoid that happening
any way we can. I would love to dive into a little bit about, again, the X's and O's, so to speak, of building this bike. And we were talking a little bit, and Corbin, unfortunately for you, it sounded like it got thrust on you at the last second. But when we were talking about, there's like a lot of math, there's science that goes into this. What are the kind of things that you actually have to figure out these measurements for to make sure that they fit and work with the bike?
We have to deal with like gear ratio, and that's like how like the fast it goes and how you control the torque. So we had to change like the teeth of the drive gear and the output. So like from the engine, the gear, we would change that mostly of the time, and then the gear leading back to the wheel, that mostly just stayed the same, so it would control the torque and the speed.
See, you guys, you had a little bit of an advantage going in. It sounds like some of you had a little bike knowledge. You had a dirt bike growing up, too. When did it stop looking like a different language to you? When you were, like, going through and learning all this stuff? Because I imagine this is it takes a long time to learn and get the comfortable enough to actually work on these parts.
It started looking different around right when we got the bike, because we still had to do a little bit of classwork, because when we got out there, we were a little confused. But right when we got the bike, we started getting all excited to work on it, so that made us want to learn some more. And right then and there, we kind of just understood the math and just wanted to get into the building, so we had to figure it out quick.
Yeah, well, and looking through this, I imagine it's going to be similar answers to the group we had just before, but throughout the year, with all the things that you're doing, these benchmarks you have to hit, is there a part that you look forward to most, like dyno days, or just getting to competition, or is it just the actually putting the bike together with your friends at the school? Like, well, what is your favorite part about this?
My favorite part was probably just like the memories we built together, like going on road trips to like the dyno days or Road America, just like spending that quality like friend group time.
Anything in particular, your favorite thing?
Probably Road America, when we all got to just like kind of have fun, but also go look at like the professional racers race their bike and all of that.
Yeah, I always wanted to get out to Road America, and to be able to see your guys' own bike on that course has to be something that you got to be so proud of. But for you, I guess we'll keep it down the line. Mason, what is your favorite part throughout the year when you look at the competition and everything? What is it that you're like, that's what I look forward to?
I look forward to the race day. So it's fun to just hang out as a team, and it's fun to just see everyone else's different bikes and how they all run and how they all do against each other.
Well, I imagine at that point, too, all that hard work and to be able to actually just kind of... Okay, it's done. Let's see how this worked out. That's got to be in its own right, its own rewarding experience as well. Corbin, for you, what would you say when you're looking out throughout the year, your favorite part, thing you look forward to most?
I just really liked building the bike last year and just fabricating the parts. I remember each day I would usually show up right before lunch ended because I would just go down early and start working on the bike, and that was just really fun for me.
Anything that pulls you away from lunch is a good sign that you're going to like it. You're pretty passionate about it. I admire that. I'm not missing too many lunches. When we come back, we're going to take one quick final break. We're going to dive a little bit more, learn a little bit about the Build Moto team from Columbus, where you can follow along on Instagram. That'll be next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Following the crew's march to the World Series, the Green and Gold's chase for a Lombardi, and serving as your source for Beaver Dam athletics in the fall season. Tune into the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV, 1430 ESPN, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
From the floor to the ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the October Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the October Gold Tag Sale. Save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you durability and beauty with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. No questions asked. Shop our Statin carpet line, offering high-quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. You'll find an impressive selection of stock carpet to shop with 40 rolls to choose from. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display for a durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save all month long during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
At Clearview, we ensure you that your stay is comfortable and personalized to meet your needs. Our experienced and compassionate staff will treat you like family, providing exceptional therapy, on-site doctors, and private rooms to make you feel at home. I'm Ashley Kuhn, admissions coordinator for Clearview. I'll personally meet with you to ensure a smooth transition. Give us a call today to schedule a tour at 920-386-3532. Clearview, where compassion is the heart of our exceptional care.
Anger towards your noisy, faulty furnace should not be the only thing keeping you hot this winter.
I'm tired of this.
If your furnace can't keep up, call JB Mechanical. They'll clean and repair and keep you warm all winter. So if your self-furnace inspections sound like this...
Okay, turn it on.
What the... Oh my...
Then don't suffer through another noisy night. Take advantage of JB Mechanical's fast, friendly, professional service and get your furnace running today. Visit jbmechllc.com, a proud Trane dealer. Since 1998, the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon has distributed nearly $3 million to nonprofit organizations serving children in Dodge County and the surrounding areas. You can help make a difference by getting involved today. Help support the cause by donating an item to our 27-hour on-air live auction, hosting a fundraiser event, or making a monetary donation through Venmo. To learn more, visit dailydodge.com/radiothon.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are joined this morning by Columbus Build Moto, Chloe Swinson, Mason Bross, Corbin Jingles, the three sophomores to the right. Jay Schrader is also to my right. He's a big part of this. And Jay, I'd love to start with that a little bit. Can you explain to us again what this group is, where it comes from, what it does?
Well, the cool thing about this Build Moto and making a race bike is that it really emphasizes our STEAM curriculum, which is the science, technology, engineering, and art and mathematics. It's all blended together. Apart, you know, from the stuff they do in the shop, it's even more because it encompasses all them other aspects of learning. So
I love that you even said the word shop there, because something that I would be love to hear a little bit of an answer to is, how is build different than shop classes? Because that's how what I grew up and what I was used to. This feels entirely different. How is it?
Build Moto is different from shop classes, because normally in shop classes, you're all building like the same thing and working independently. And as Build Moto, you're all working on like a different part of the bike, as like sometimes you have 2 to 3 people working on that part. And you're also using like different tools than you would in normal shop classes.
Okay, yeah, so this is above me by a lot. So I admire that we have the intelligence here in the room with me that I can actually handle this. This is, again, really cool. We had 7 sophomores here. So you have a lot of time in front of you, but it means you have a year under your belt now. For you at this point, after one time through this cycle, what is your favorite thing about Build Moto?
Probably just like working as a team, getting to see each other each grow in different parts that like they're good at, and just being a team working together.
It feels like a team here. That's a really good answer. And Mason, I'll go to you.
My favorite part, or my like favorite thing about it, is like seeing everything come together, and like Chloe said, working as a team. It's just fun to do and cool to see.
And celebrate as a team at the end of the year when you get to see all that hard work pay off too. Yeah. It's a good way to tie that together. Corbin, last but certainly not least, how about you? Favorite thing so far that you've experienced through Build Moto?
Adding on to what Chloe and Mason said, like just the teamwork that you get to work with and just seeing it all come together, and just that first startup on the bike just feels amazing when you actually get to hear it and see that your work has come together.
That's a good point. I would love real quick, what is that like when you first hear that engine crank and you're like, oh my gosh, this is coming together. We did this. That's got to be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it is. It is really cool. It's just like a huge heart feeling, and it's unbelievable that you can just do something like that, and you can just take a stock bike and turn it into a race bike.
I'm buying in. I'm got the follow on Instagram right now, but for other people that want to follow along to this group, as they are able to do these incredible things, what is that Instagram page that people can follow along to?
Our Columbus Instagram page is Columbus Build Moto, and it's easy to find, takes 2 seconds.
And likes help, if I understand, follows and likes. So you want to help out the group, go in there and start spamming. You ain't going to be too upset about that, I imagine.
No, the likes and follows get us more points into like going for challenges and all of that.
Well, perfect. I know what I'm doing for the 20 minutes after the show. I'm going to just be going running through on the page. So apologies to whoever runs that account. Before we do go, I know that there's a lot of people in groups that make this group possible. So I would love to toss it over to you, Greg, and hear who we should be thanking today to make this happen.
There are a few businesses around in the Columbus area that have been supportive of the school, not necessarily just the Build Moto program. And I just would like to say thank you to the G.D. Roberts Corporation, the Denny's Auto, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, Columbus Utilities, and Madison Harley-Davidson. All of those businesses have been very supportive and very, very helpful in getting this project together.
Well, I have to imagine without partners like that that are able to supply things like this, these kind of great organizations and programs, they don't happen. So being able to have that help is huge. And it's also great to see that influx of so many talented young people that do care about the trades and want to do something like this. So I commend you all for that. Before we go, is there anything that we want to hit on? We have about a minute left. Oh, we're getting thrown back in. I know I missed something.
We also, on the gas tank, we all signed the gas tank. And we had Madison Harley-Davidson, the owner, he signed it. Nathan Roberts at G.D. Roberts. Just our principals. A lot of people came together and supported it and signed on their gas tank.
Yeah.
We've had so much support and from people and the community and our administration, and it's a great team, I think.
It feels like one. And it's cool to have so many of you here with us today. But, keep flying back in, please. What do you have for me?
Well, I'd just like to add that each one of us, we've all learned a lot, but one of us alone could never have made the bike that we made last year. It was completely a team thing, and it was our work all combined together that caused us to do good last year, and we're ready for another strong year.
Well, it sounds like you set the bar very high, so I'm really excited to see how you guys can continue to push that bar even higher. What, 2.5, 3 years left here as students at Columbus High School. So that's not a ton of time, but it feels like it at the moment. So I encourage you to drink it in and really enjoy the great friendships and all these great mentors you have doing a great program. But I want to thank you guys so much again for coming in today. It was a great way to round out a Friday here, and I can't wait to see how this project continues down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And another thing, I don't think any of us would be here today without the help of our great mentor, Greg.
Amen. I love that. He's walking away. He won't do it, but amen. Yeah. I love the claps.
He was a big support and help. Anything we needed help or struggling in, he was right there helping us through it, leading us through it, and I think that's what all got us here today.
Well, and you wouldn't be able to see it even on camera today, but you can feel the encouragement and how much he cares about you guys. So I'm really excited to see where this program goes in the future. It seems like you guys are in a very, very good place right now and only continue to push the bar even higher. But that's going to do it for us today on Hometown Today. Make sure tonight, Daily Dodge TV, the Beaver Dam football game, homecoming against Port Washington. You can get that coverage started at 6:40 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. But that's going to do it for us here. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday morning with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily.